Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Mondays. After a huge weekend of sport, let's do it!
All right, sports lovers. It's time to hear some unrivaled sports commentary. Put your meaty gloves behind your ears and listen up. This is sport as it's never been described before.
Ever.
Leno's Sports Wrap.
Finals, week one, tell you what. Some real tit-for-tat stuff.
Yes.
By all accounts, Thursday's clash of the big cats of the Gabba was a stunning game of modern footy. Either the Lions or Tigers could have come out on top of that one in the end.
Oh my.
Brisbane's not. Pulled off a final minute miracle, send Richmond crushing out of the finals race with a 2-point victory. Not without its controversy, though.
No, certainly.
Tiger Tom Lynch denied a match-winning goal on score review of the dying moments of the game. Some genuine concern about a lack of clear camera angles showing a definitive miss there.
Mm-hmm.
But as they say, all's fair in sport and war.
Right. Mostly sport. War can be slightly unfair.
In the Freudy game, second qualifying match of the MCG, Sydney.
Go, you Swannies.
VS Melbourne. Great start for Haywood for Sydney, and he carried it through, mate.
Yeah.
Couple of goals from Melbourne. Lucky one for the Swans bouncing through. Couple of big goals from Mills and Dylan Stevens. Sparrow bringing it back for the Demons.
Yeah.
It was a game of slimy margins.
Was it just?
Oh, sorry, slim margins. Slim margins. Absolutely.
I hate a slimy margin.
Typo, mate.
Anyone we know?
Absolutely teetering.
Yeah.
Sydney scored more easily than you might have expected, and they learnt to be good without a single point from their smoking gun, jolly friend Franklin.
Yeah.
They really put pressure on the reigning and pouring premiers, Melbourne. More skill errors. One of the best pieces of defence I've ever seen from the Swans with 11 minutes left on the clock.
Heartstopper.
The Demons' consolation prize. At least they ended up with a 69 in the end. Am I right, boys? A compelling game of footy on Sat-Diavo.
Oh, dear.
I'd say it was the game to watch of the round in front of 91,500 fans. Not bad. Not bad. That half a fan. The Cats coming in with 13 in a row. An aggressive come-forward team. And Collinswood, more of a strong but chaotic force to be reckoned with. Absolutely chock-full of confidence.
Weren't they?
Unlike me just then.
Yeah.
Having said that, not a great start for either team. Cats squandering some opportunities initially. They brought it back, though.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Towards the second quarters, where it got really exciting, having trouble getting it up.
Right.
Mostly down to the back 50 ball movement, or sometimes it does come down to that.
I've heard a little nasal spray assists in that process. Anyway.
Tom Hawkins, Gary Rohan and Bradley up close and personal brought it back. Then a bloody Agatha Christie novel in the last 7 seconds of the first half with a plot twist, thanks to the Maggies with a goal after the siren.
Wow.
Another slimy margin.
Slimy margin right there.
Then I made some coleslaw and parcooked some potatoes to go with some schnitties. missed some crucial moments there, but that's fine.
It's footy.
It's footy.
Stuff needs to get done. We've got 35 seconds before the music runs out.
Oh, no. We'll see.
Okay.
Special mention goes to Jeremy Caron for some outstanding work on the field. Side bottom squeezed it in. A satisfying goal from Bradley Close. Gary Rohan brought it back for the Cats. 4 minutes on the clock. The tension was palpable.
Does anyone know what's going on?
But it was a man who wasn't even the lineup who won it for the Pussycats. Bring it home for the boys. Mark O'Connor subbing in for Jake Colon Dashinin and Gianin in the first half. Got that last goal in the dying minutes of the game, giving the lads a 6-point lead to take the win. Perhaps Collingwood, the prospect of a win was too pie in the sky, you could say.
You could.
Look, I know the music's run out, but let me keep going.
All right,
a brief mention for the Dockers in the Bulldogs game. An unforgettable night for the record crowd, though I'm a bit hazy on the details.
Yeah.
From what I hear, an epic win for Freo after trailing by 41 points.
It's a comeback hit.
And a special mention to the Sheilas. The AFLW Crows bringing it back after a loss last weekend, thought I should mention.
Yeah.
They beat Richmond 36-27. Wasn't too kind, was I, last time? So let's see how the Tawny Lasses come up against Carlton Beer next Saturday.
Yeah, it's the hard liquor versus the beers. It's Port versus Carlton.
Yeah.
Next week. I like it. I like what you've done there. Is that the wrap?
And that's your latest in sport.
Get in it! Get in it! Come here and get in it.